This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. There's one issue both major presidential candidates seem to be in agreement on. Both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton say they're opposed to President Obama's multinational trade agreement known as the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Here in the swing state of Iowa, many agricultural groups are in favor of the TPP for new markets that will open for exports like Iowa pork. We'll start this report from the Iowa State Fair, where agriculture and politics meet.
We got a lot of work to do, so we're going to get started. But first of all, we're going to call them.
It's standing room only at the Swine Barn for the Iowa State Fair's Big Boar Contest. The top prize is awarded to the heaviest pig.
1,148 pounds.
On this day, swine veterinarian Howard Hill is one of the fairgoers strolling down the concourse in Des Moines. Hill is former president of the politically powerful National Pork Producers Council. He says the Trans-Pacific Partnership is probably the biggest commercial opportunity ever for Iowa's pork producers. Nearly one-third of the nation's hogs are raised here, many for export to Asia. Hill says Donald Trump was not his first choice for president, but he'll be voting for the nominee this fall. The two even met.
He said that he doesn't use the term free trade because he said there's no such thing as free trade. He wants fair trade. I think that he would try to negotiate some of the things that he sees are not favorable to the U.S.
Hill's hopeful Congress will eventually approve the TPP. He's able to catch his congressman, Republican Steve King, after he finishes up a political speech at the Des Moines Register soapbox before some fairgoers. King isn't optimistic.
It's been demonized like in other trade deal.
Yeah.
We had objective discussions about other trade deals. This one's been demonized.
Yeah.
One of the politicians demonizing the TPP is Donald Trump. Here he is in Cedar Rapids last month.
Trans-Pacific, we're going to reject. We've got to reject. It will be as bad as NAFTA and maybe worse, and it'll be very bad for Iowa.
Still, Steve King and all of Iowa's top Republicans have fully thrown their support behind him. Governor Terry Branstad even just signed on to Trump's agriculture advisory team. Iowa Republicans are in a difficult spot. They weren't likely to support Trump's Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, anyway, and she's no fan of the trade deal either. Back at the state fair, Iowa's freshman U.S. Senator Joni Ernst is politicking at the pork tent while topping off fairgoers' water glasses.
Oh, I suppose. That is my job today.
Thank you for all that you've been doing.
It's my pleasure.
Ernst spoke at her party's convention last month while many Republicans didn't even show up. If Trump is elected, Ernst says she'll try to make the case for this trade deal.
I would like to sit down with him and really explain how this is beneficial not only to Iowans, but also to the citizens of the United States.
Leaving many Republicans in a tough position, support the party's nominee in hopes that he'll change his mind on a signature issue once he's in office. Trump will be back in Iowa later this month to headline Senator Ernst's Roast and Ride fundraiser, which features a pork roast. You're listening to Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Clay Masters.